stretch run of Grant and Danny in these final 90 minutes, taking you up to 6:30 tonight. Thanks for making the show part of your day. Commanders Eagles on Thursday, we will be at Lincoln Financial Field. We're going with our buddies Kondori and Murad. They are bringing the show on the road. We're hopping on a train. First thing Thursday morning, we're going up there for the game. On Thursday night, we're going to be broadcasting live from a bar just outside of downtown, about 15, 20 minutes from the stadium. We'll give you the details on that in just a bit. And then, Danny, after we watch the game, Friday morning we come home and we go straight to Third Hill Brewing Company on Georgia Avenue in Silver Spring, Maryland for our Friday field trip series. It'll be a post-game show on Friday. Hopefully, when we are in Silver Spring for the first time in years, we will be hanging out with listeners talking about a Commanders win over the Eagles.
Could be a lot of fun, my friend. I certainly hope so. They need this one, right? This is a big game. This is, you know, you can dispel a bunch of narratives that are sort of lingering around, not that it's affected them necessarily, but, you know, just in terms of the way we approach them, the way we feel about them, the way fans do it, kind of knock some doubts around, take over the division again, put a stranglehold on it, hopefully not to relinquish it for some time. This is a big one, man. This is up there on the road in Philly. They're coming off some of their best stretch of football. You haven't played great by your standard that you've already set this year over your last couple. So this is an intriguing one.
I'm going to get to the phones with Danny in just a second at 800-636-1067. So line up your calls if you want to hop in on whether or not you're viewing this season as whatever happens, happens, because they've already accomplished more than you expected. Or if, like me, you're going to recalibrate your expectations now and actually be a little bit more demanding is the wrong word, but willing to get upset if things, you know, start going sideways. But I want to keep it very positive, as it should be, because it's been great. But just, I think they're here now. They've arrived at the dance. Let's go out on the dance floor and dance. But really quickly, Ryan, give me some game show music, please. So, Danny, The Commanders, the Redskins, The football team, In their history, Washington has played Philadelphia 177 times. 177 times.
Okay.
I want to know, how many wins out of 177 do you think Washington has in their all-time series with the Philadelphia Eagles?
Ooh, that is interesting. Oh, man. I'm going to throw a number out there. I don't know the answer, obviously, top of my head. I'm going to say 86 wins all time.
Okay.
86 wins all time.
So you're going to say they're just below 500.
Just a hair below 500.
Very close. 88 wins.
Not bad by me. Pretty good.
They are 88, 84, and 5 ties. 88, 84, and 5 all time against the Eagles.
That's wild.
On the road, they are 43, 43, and 2. Last season, the Eagles beat the Commanders 34-31 in overtime when Ron Rivera didn't go for 2 in Philly for the win. If you remember, that was the last trip to Philadelphia week 4 last year. The Commanders have a 5-9 record against the Eagles in primetime. A lot of Donovan McNabb touchdowns and dancing and doing all his...
all the fun stuff, yeah.
Skits and bits. But the last time Washington played Philly in primetime, most recently, Monday Night Football, Week 10, 2022, 2 years ago, the Taylor Heineke-led football team?
So that was in 22, so that's still that word,
this
yeah.
This is the third year, because 2-2-22. So the Commanders went to Philly, and they won. That was when Heineke, like, took a knee at the end of the game and got hit, and they threw the flag.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that?
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Monday Night Football. That was the last primetime game between the two, and Washington won the thing. Trying to get to 8-3 would be the first time organizationally to 8-3 since 1996. Not too shabby. But to the phones we go. Are you recalibrating your expectations, or are you going to view this as a house money season? Lou is on the line. What's up, Lou?
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, buddy.
Give me a quick... All right, I'm going to put it like this, man. I think people kind of... I don't know if it's the right thing to say. You guys and some of the fans put the your season, I don't know, the way you looking at the whole season, your, I don't know.
Calibration.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, you expect
round of
man.
Sausage.
Treat yourself to some sausage.
Treat yourself to a round of sausage.
There it is.
Hey, the expectation, man. I feel like it's just one game. We let Pittsburgh off the hook, so we just need to calm down and we go Thursday.
Respectfully, and I like that idea, Lou. That's got nothing to do with what I'm talking about. My question to you is, as a fan, do you, because they're now good, view this as, oh, let's go win playoff games. This team's good. This would be a blown opportunity if they don't make the playoffs. This would be a blown opportunity if they don't win playoff games. That you'll be disappointed if they don't get to the playoffs and win. Or do you still look at this as just, it's the first year of Dan Quinn. It's the first year of Jaden Daniels. They're not supposed to win a playoff game. They're not really supposed to be in the playoffs. How do you view that?
Yeah. We're not supposed to be there. This is like what you guys have been saying. The season's supposed to be, for me, is like we plan on the house money. That's the way I view this season. Like, I don't understand. I mean, I want Marshawn to come back and be healthy and help us out down the stretch. I don't want him to force him on Thursday and you know, I get the game and it means something, but it's, to me, we playing on the house money. People need to just calm down. It's one game. We let Pittsburgh come in. And
appreciate you.
Thank you, dude.
Obsessed with the Pittsburgh game.
Yeah. Thank you very much
and
for that.
I understand.
That's not what we're talking about.
Yes.
Anyway, so I think, in sort of translating there, I still view this not necessarily as, we're just not going to be here. Isn't it so grand? I'm thinking my view is more big picture, where I'm going, the fact that the general manager saw things correctly, the fact that the coach seemed to have everybody pulling the rope in the same direction, that this offense has been infinitely better than I ever thought it would be. Just all the pieces, the decisions they made that I didn't see, they were right. I'm not used to that. So big picture, I'm kind of going, yeah, that loss sucked, and I'm super annoyed about it. How it happened drove me crazy. But I'm still sort of viewing this as, we're way better than I ever expected, and I'm going to enjoy it. What I understand,
of course, everyone's viewing it
right, but I understand. But that to me trumps the okay. You're here now. Now I get the counter.
Here's the way it should go. Okay, this is the debate to me. Everyone's thrilled with where they are. Everyone's elated that they are ahead of schedule. If they don't make the playoffs, do you view that as a massive disappointment at this point? My answer is yes, because you have done the work. You now need to finish. If they don't win a playoff game right now, would that be a massive letdown? My answer is yes. I think a lot of people would say no, they weren't supposed to be there anyway. This is no different than a dream school that you didn't think you were going to get into.
Mm-hmm.
You applied because your mom told you to. You just went through the work. You went through the rigors, whatever. But you knew you weren't going to get in. And then you did. You've been accepted. And the point is now, like, You go there for the tour, and they've put you on some kind of waiting list, and you've been accepted, but like there's not enough dorms or something. You're not sure you're actually going to go. Do you just go home and go, I never thought I was going to be there anyway? Or do you go, actually, I did get taken in, and I did go see the thing, and it was pretty cool, and so now I want to be there. It's like a girl that was unobtainable, completely unattainable. You said, I could never date her. She would never have interest in me. She wouldn't be seen with me. She wouldn't go on a date with me. She wouldn't say yes to me. And now you've gone on a couple of dates. And she laughs at your jokes. And she finds you cute. And you don't know why, but she likes you. This is the girl next door. This is Emile Hirsch. And, who do I love so much?
You can pull it. You can do it.
Don't tell me.
Do you want initials? Do you want any initials?
No. Alicia Cuthbert.
That is correct.
This is Alicia Cuthbert and Emile Hirsch.
Great actress.
The best actress.
That acting in that movie is amazing.
One of her best acting movies.
Yeah.
You know when she's at her best acting?
When's that?
In that scene in the window when he's looking across from his house to her house.
What a scene.
And she,
great acting in that scene.
And the acting when she was pulling up her, like, she has her pants are
off.
The
physical acting.
Yes. Her pants are off, and then she's pulling her pants on. Great acting.
Yes.
Anyway.
The physicality.
The movie is a great movie. My point is, Daniel, stop distracting me with Alicia Cuthbert. Emile Hirsch and Alicia Cuthbert. That's what this is.
Mm-hmm.
You said she'd never like me, she'd never want me, she'd never like me, she'd never want me. And now you're going to sabotage it, Emile Hirsch. No, she likes you. Like, stop viewing yourselves as losers. Stop viewing yourselves as, we shouldn't be here anyway. Sure you should. Only Detroit's definitively better than you. You're every bit as good as any of these other teams. She loves you. You're good looking and she wants to hang out with you because you're fun. So if they don't make the playoffs, yeah, that's a letdown. If they don't win a playoff game, yeah, they should win a playoff game. They've got a really good quarterback, an improving defense. They have everything they need. So I'm not house money guy. I will, when the season ends, properly be able to get back to what an awesome year this was. They're so far ahead of schedule. But that is for after the season. Right now, the work has been done. There was a time when they didn't belong, when it didn't matter because they weren't going to be here. They are now. Whoops. Sometimes you got to plan until you get punched in the face. You woke up and now you're here. You got to take advantage of this. I'm not just going to do the house money thing. You lose to the Steelers, no problem. Lose to the Eagles, it happens. You cannot lose to Dallas in these two games when they're terrible. You cannot lose to
Tennessee, New Orleans.
Titans at home or the Saints. You got to split. You got to go 3-1 in those four terrible team games that I just mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Like, take advantage of this. So, yeah, I have recalibrated for sure because these opportunities do not come around very often. At the beginning of Rivera, and I apologize, I'll give you the floor in a second. At the beginning of Rivera, everyone just said, oh, who cares? They just won the division. It's the first year of many. Well, just wait. It was the closest they were at any point.
It's the best they ever got.
For the next three years, it got worse and worse and worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. It's not linear. You just don't know if Jaden Daniels is going to be healthy in September next year. If he's going to play a full season. You never know. So you've got the chance right now.
Which I get all of that. I guess the distinguishing thing for me to be on the other side of it, it's not like I'm angrily opposed to you and like slamming my staff on the ground, not allowing you to pass like a Balrog of Morgoth in the Mines of Moria to protect the Company of Nine that's trying to bring the ring, of course, to Mount Doom to destroy it once
not
and for
Mount
all.
Doom.
Yes, Mount Doom. That's where it has to be unmade, Grant.
Alicia Cuthbert.
Only place it can be unmade. Everyone knows that. Anyway.
Alicia.
Who is Alicia Cuthbert? Jack Bauer's daughter on 24 You Sleep. The point
is, has anyone ever been better in any movie than she was in that movie?
At acting?
Acting.
No! It's the best acting you're ever going to see. It's great.
There's never been a better acting.
There have been other great acting performances. There have been other great ones. But that's a great one, is my point. It's up there. Put it right up there at the top. Other people can be eyeball to eyeball with it, maybe. But that was such good acting.
Okay.
Where was I? Oh, yeah.
I don't remember.
Gandalf the Grey. At that point, the gray, not the white yet. Okay, right. He's the gray. So I'm getting off the gray. I'm letting you pass, Balrog of Morgoth. It's fine. You go get the company. You're a demon wreathed in flame and shadow. The reason I'm not as gung-ho about, you got to take advantage. I don't know that they can. I think that's the difference to me. Is I'm going, this is awesome. They're better than I ever thought they'd be. They're capable of beating every bad team on their schedule. They're going to eke by the Giants twice. That's a weird one. That's a divisional thing. I don't have a data point yet that says can beat good team. If that happens this weekend, or not this weekend, in 2 days, God, the schedule kills me. But if they are definitively as good or better than Philadelphia and win this game, and it's not because they don't have the drops and all the miscues and stuff, if they look right and they beat Philadelphia, I'll go, maybe now it's time to recalibrate. Maybe that's the distinguishing part.
So your point is you're not recalibrating because you don't think they're that good.
I think they're, I'm trying to categorize it right. There, you have to be good to do what they've done. There's no question about that. But it's that, like, you have a chance. I don't know that they have a chance. And I guess that's kind of what I'm saying.
What? Making the playoffs?
No, all the different things you're talking about. Like
winning a playoff game? Can't beat Atlanta?
I suppose they could.
Who just lost to New Orleans?
But we're talking about, like, is this team, like, this opportunity doesn't come along? Yeah, you could limp into the postseason like a bunch of teams have done.
Bro, Montana, they haven't won a playoff game since 2005.
Oh, I'm aware of that. I was there, too.
Yeah, but you're forgetting. It's been 19 years. It would be a unbelievable thing if we got to see it a team win a playoff game here and it's in their palm.
So
they've got it right in their palm.
Where I agree with you is if they don't make the postseason starting 7-3, it means that they went 2-5 down the stretch, which is bad.
That sounds like a bit of a recalibration.
Yeah, so I wouldn't be excited about that.
Good. I agree with you. That's a recalibration. You're not as far along and you're recalibrating. I'm turning the knob a little further.
Right. So,
but that's a recalibration.
Yeah, that would be frustrating, as Fred Smoot says.
Alicia Cuthbert. What about Margot Robbie and The Wolf of Wall Street?
Good acting.
Better acting than Alicia Cuthbert in Girl Next Door.
Respectfully, I don't know that she acted better in that movie than Alicia Cuthbert in Girl Next Door.
Oh,
I don't know if it's better. It's real good.
Two real good performances.
Now, what you're talking about is the remake of the Texas Chainsaw Massacre that had Alexandra Daddario in it. You want to talk about acting. that acted her clothes off in that one. That's how good she was at acting.
Did she win an Academy Award for that?
I think she won something.
I know she won a Danny Award.
She won something.
Yeah.
It was an attention award.
Let's go to Tom, who's in Newburgh on Grant and Danny. Are you recalibrating, or is this house money the rest of the way?
I think it's house money because at the beginning of the season, we never thought we would be anywhere where we're at. Now, that being said, you have to understand the way the rest of the schedule is going to play out. We have, I'm going to say, three tough games, Philly twice and Atlanta. The other games we should take care, absolutely should take care of business because we have taken care of business. And not only did we take care of business, but we did it in a fashion that was not, I mean, we annihilated, Arizona, Cleveland, teams that have beat, Cleveland's beat Baltimore. Philly squeaked by them by 1 point. Like, there are some things. So we have done our job, and that's different. I'm 51 years old. I graduated in 91, and all through high school, I was a Washington Redskins fan that lived high because I went to the Super Bowl parade in D.C. in 91.
I am jealous of you. Danny went to one of those as a young man.
Yep.
I wasn't alive for two of them, and I was a baby for the other one and have not been to any of them and seen any of the memories. But I know they happened, and I'm jealous of you. And I'm glad that you were there.
My wife texted me and said we're pronouncing Alicia Cuthbert's name wrong. And apparently that's why she's annoyed with me. It's the pronunciation part.
I don't think it
I don't know if that's the real reason.
What have you said? You said she's a good actress.
That's all we're talking about.
You're not allowed to compliment acting?
I noticed good acting.
Is it not Cuthbert?
I don't know.
Cuthbert.
I've never been that concerned
about
that part.
You don't know who she's married to.
A hockey dude. It is a hockey dude. I don't know which one it is.
Look at you.
Because I know Candace Cameron is married to a Bure. I don't remember which hockey dude.
Sice that you know that.
That she's married to.
You're looking for Dion Phaneuf.
Dion Phaneuf.
He was the Toronto Maple Leafs captain at one point.
So it's very rare that I know who people are like dating or married to because I think it's just so uninteresting. Somehow that one I found out about, though. That one got a call. I was very curious as to who one of my favorite actresses was involved with. That was interesting to me.
Excellent actress.
Yeah.
You loved her in the show 24 as well, if I remember.
Yeah, Jack Bauer's daughter in 24.
Yeah, of course. Grant and Danny on the Fan, is it time to recalibrate people? That's the question on G&D. Taking you up to 6:30, we're Grant and Danny. This is the Fan. Are you going to consider the rest of this season a house money campaign? Head of schedule, year one, whatever happens, Quinn, Daniels, the operation's going to be good for a long time. It's a win, regardless. Or you now got a shot to do something meaningful, impactful, special, hadn't happened in a long time. Are you like me and saying you got to push these chips in and actually accomplish something now because you've set yourself up to do so?
Yeah, I mean, to me, I'm still in a, this is so much better than I thought. I can't believe that this is real, that all the different big picture pieces have hit, but I don't know that they're good enough for me to have an expectation that they make all this noise in the postseason and do some of these special things.
Let's go to Bird and Ashburn on Grant and Danny. What's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up, Flutters?
Hey,
listen, it's that chips all in, to me, that's loser talk. Recalibration, that's more realistic. The chips all in, we did that when we changed regime. The recalibration started with the new regime, and the minute we won our fifth game, which was one more than we won in the previous year, that was the first recalibration. Now we're 7-3, and we're at the phase where we can look at our schedule, and as long as we're improving, I feel confident in making the playoffs. And that's when we recalibrate again, because if you don't win your division, every team that's going to the playoffs that didn't win their division is recalibrating because the expectations are what they are. You know, it's every man's game. It's 0-0. So going from where we are now to where we can be, I am confident that as long as we're improving and we play up to our capabilities, regardless of our deficiencies, we'll be in the playoffs. And then let's recalibrate and say, hey, we're playing with house money.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate you. Yeah, I'll be curious to see how I feel when and if they get to the playoffs. Mm-hmm. If they win the division, maybe feels different than if they struggle down the stretch and squeak in. Might feel a little more house money-like. But at this moment, it's a very close game on paper against the Eagles this weekend.
Yep.
I think a lot of people I've seen are kind of going, all right, well, as long as they win their next two, they'll be 9-4 at the bye. And I'm going, why are you just chalking this up as an L to the Eagles? Yeah, you play it 10 times, they might beat you 6 or 7. I don't think it's that lopsided, maybe 6-4. But this is a very winnable game. The times that Jaden Daniels has a chance in prime time to ball out, put the team on his back, look like a superstar, how's he done?
Pretty good.
You know, on the biggest stages they've played on, how has he performed? Why can't he go be the best quarterback on the field and out-duel Hurts? Next thing you know, you move up and down the field, you win a shootout. You could do that. Now you're 8-3. They fall to 7-3. You've got the tiebreaker over them with a better division record, a better conference record. You're sitting pretty as the number 2 seed going into week 12 in the entire NFC. And at that point, you're playing a playoff team like maybe, I don't know, depending on how things shake out, a Chicago or a Philly or a... They can't go to Atlanta and win as a wild card. They can't go to Arizona and win as a wild card. I think they could do those things. So to just say, oh, it's okay, they lost 17-20 to the Falcons in the playoffs. No, go win the thing. Luke in D.C., what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? How y'all doing?
Come in.
Absolutely, we're recalibrating. They recalibrated when they went and got the quarterback. So what True. They're telling us is they are good enough, and I think they are good enough, and there's no reason why we can't go in there. We just went toe-to-toe to the Steelers. We can beat Philly, and everybody is putting us right below Detroit. I think we can beat Detroit. That quarterback doesn't have a lot of confidence to me. So I think, yes, we should be playing to win. And I'm calling the NFC Championship game. We can win. We can get there. Let's go, Commanders. Danny, we're going to command it or we're not.
That's a no for me, dog, but I appreciate you.
I was going to say, that's a tough audience, yeah, Luke. You're going to Danny to try to take command. But I love that call. I love that.
No, I smell what he's cooking. And here's the, and I know this is a difficult line for me to walk in. I'm trying my best to explain it. I don't think I'm doing a very good job, if I'm honest. Like, I actually think they are capable of that. Like a miracle run or a magic run where they you know, end up winning the division, go to the conference title game. I do think that's the ceiling. But I also don't, to me, I guess it's the difference between that's the ceiling, I also don't expect it. Right. And to me, you can only be let down when your expectations are to a certain level. Like, I am not disappointed in the Wizards at all. This is my exact expectation. I get disappointed when you tell me you're going to be good and then you win 33 games.
Yeah, but if the Wizards were the second team in the East going into the playoffs, for you to say, I didn't think they'd make the playoffs, so who cares if they get swept?
Totally fair.
I would disagree with that.
Totally fair. I guess my point is that I don't necessarily expect them to go to the NFC title game. I guess that's kind of what I'm saying.
Sure,
and it seems like other people do. And so that I can't be let down if that's not my expectation.
I don't either. But I think there is as good a chance of them winning, say, 2 playoff games. I'll stop short of NFC title game. But getting to the, you know, there's as good a chance of them winning a playoff game and playing in the second round as them, you know, losing in the opening round. It's a 50-50 kind of proposition. He said they recalibrated when they traded for Lattimore. As I think about that, I don't know that they did. There's certainly some element to Adam Peters going, we got to do something. We're good. These guys have a chance. Yeah. Let's help them. But it would be, he would have essentially been pushing chips in if it was a rental for this year, mm-hmm. which is not what it was. He brought in Lattimore for next year and the year after as well. It's 3 postseasons yep. with him. So the benefit, maybe the side effect, right? It's a feature, not a bug. But like you get this year too. The next 2 years might be truly what he really liked about Lattimore, because now he doesn't have to go sign another corner in free agency.
Yeah, he's loath to give up draft capital for anything short term.
He's not going to go draft a corner in round one now, mm-hmm. because I just got my number one corner.
Right, we just did it.
Let's go to Charlie in Temple Hills on Grant and Danny. What's up, Charlie?
Hey, you fellas, how you doing?
Come in.
So are we saying that making the playoffs is going all in or recalibrating?
No, I think people are struggling with the definition. The point is,
okay.
Are you at a point now where you would view it as a disappointment and or a failure if they either don't make the playoffs or don't compete in a playoff game and have a real good chance to win? I would. I think it would be a second half collapse.
I guess I'm saying be a slight failure, but not hopes up too high. And if we're using the dating analogy, I was born in 63, so it's Pam Grier for me. So are we talking first base, second base?
Well, see, your first base is different than my first base. Your first base was like asking for someone's parents' permission to – you would go to the dad and you'd be like, could I call your house and talk to little Susie? Our first base was like a kiss on the lips. A little different.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, you're talking about a kiss on the lips.
Whoa. First base, and she dropped me right before second, and I'm like, what happened? I thought we was on.
I thought we were. You know, so, what happened, Pam Grier? We were having such a nice time.
I was at the goal. I'm about to score.
I don't know. Appreciate
Thank you, buddy.
I don't know what that how where we're at on that analogy.
He was just talking about Pam Grier.
Yeah, it seems that way.
And they had a fantasy there.
I don't know how to answer you with that analogy. Mm-hmm. I can't help you.
We should just move on from Pam Grier, I'll tell you that. The point is, but so, and this is all this just about how you approach sports and how you approach games and teams and seasons and the like. Whereas, in other words, like, I think the point, I don't want to speak for you, but if you accidentally stub your toe and you wake up and you're like, wow, we're at the top of the division. Holy crap. Like in the Ron Rivera year in 2020. How should we approach that, right? How should we view that? Should we view it as a failure when you lose in the first round or something to that effect, right? When the sea parted for you.
Would it be a failure if they didn't make the playoffs?
Yeah, because it would require a giant collapse.
Then in my opinion, you have recalibrated and you're saying you haven't. In other words, there was a time where you and me both thought there was mm-hmm. no way they'd make the playoffs. And I think we are actually, that's what's so confusing. I think we're on the same side, which is, to say they now absolutely should make the playoffs. Now, I am going further in my expectations mm-hmm. because I actually think it would be a disappointment. As of right now, mm-hmm. this could change as we get close. If they go on a four-game losing streak or lose four of the next seven or whatever, I could maybe feel differently. But as of this moment, if they played Atlanta in the opening round of the playoffs, which is the matchup as of today,
yep.
in Atlanta, 6-3, I would expect them to win that football game. Atlanta's defense is awful. I think they are a better football team than the Falcons. So if it's them or it's the other team they would go to is possibly like Arizona, let's say. If they went to Arizona where they already beat that team 40-13, yeah, I would say it is a disappointment if they don't win a playoff game. And I think there are a lot of people that are going, that's the first year of Quinn and Daniels. Just get to the playoffs. That's great experience. And I'm not there anymore. I was there for weeks. Mm-hmm. I was there from weeks 1 through week 5. It was like, can you imagine if they're playing important games in December? Like,
easy there,
That'd
buddy.
Be amazing.
Settle down.
And then I was like, okay, can you imagine if they're playing a week 18 game to get into the playoffs? Can you imagine if they make the playoffs? I've graduated past all of that. And I am now at, you did the hard part. You got here. And someone could say it wasn't that hard. It's just 7. And No. They haven't been here since I was in elementary school.
Yeah, they don't do this.
They don't get to 7-2. They don't get to 7-3. You've done it. So you just have to not cave in now. And if they were playing against an awful schedule the rest of the way, if they were playing the Lions, Packers, Vikings, the schedule that the Chicago Bears have the rest of the way, mm-hmm. then we could have a different conversation. They're playing after the Eagles, the Cowboys with a third-string quarterback, the Titans, who are picking first as of right now, the Saints, who may or may not have a backup quarterback and who are awful, the Cowboys again to close out the season. They have 5 games against really bad opponents, and then they play Philly twice, winnable, and Atlanta, winnable. 8 games they can win. Let's say 2 that they definitely won't be favored in, the Eagles games, and maybe a third depending on the Atlanta situation, although that's home. And 5 will they'll be favored. I'm recalibrating. I'm trying to think of another word, by the way, so we don't keep saying that.
I know. We should say recalibrating more.
Because I feel like if you were taking a shot every time we said that, you're in a bad
you're
spot.
You're hammered now. Alicia Cuthbert.
800-636-1067.
Emil Hirsch. Emil Hirsch. Deserves some credit.
Did we figure out how to pronounce it correctly?
I haven't. I haven't received word yet.
Okay.
It's a silent treatment on the text message. I'm sure it'll be fine when I get home.
Everything's going great.
It'll be fine.
It's okay to think someone's a good actress.
Sorry. Sorry I happened to see it.
Grant and Danny on the Fan. Has your sightline changed for the Commanders? Or do you still feel like this season is a house money first year with a new operation? See, recalibrate has become a changing sight line.
A change in sight line.
800-636-1067. Been taking calls on this, getting your opinion at the top of the hour. Just how different is everything going to be around town for a week and a half based on the Commanders' result on Thursday? A win, and they have a really good chance to win the division this year. A loss, and they'll be fighting an uphill battle to do so. But with a pretty favorable schedule moving forward, certainly going to be still in the mix in the NFC East to win that district.
Yeah, kind of no matter what, you're in excellent position for the postseason, right? You're a game ahead or half game ahead of Green Bay, who's in the seventh seed at 6-3. 49ers are outside looking in. They're a team on the rise that scares you, obviously, as they get healthier as time progresses at 5-4. But you're still in the driver's seat when it comes to making the postseason, win or lose. But lose, it's a little bit tougher in terms of thinking about, you know, having home field and the like.
Let's go to Mark in Spotsylvania on Grant and Danny. What's up, Mark?
What's up, guys? Yeah, big disappointment if they don't make the playoffs to me. I mean, like it or not, I don't care what we thought before the season, doesn't really matter. We're in the thick of things right now. Look around the NFC East. Philly, yes, they added Saquon. They got a couple receivers, but their quarterback's giving the ball away like candy. Detroit, their quarterback just threw 5 interceptions. I mean, the Chiefs, you had to block a Denver field goal to get the game. Nobody's dominant. Like it or not, we're in the thick of things. Why not us? We can make a run here. The defense is getting better. It's improving every week. We got a group of coaching. The older coaches that Dan Quinn brought in are amazing. I think they're going to have this team ready. We're learning baby steps. The defense is getting better. We've added a piece in the secondary. Why not us? We got to get rid of the Snyder mentality. Danny and some of the fan base, it still has that Snyder dirty mentality. We're out of that, Danny. We're clean. This is a new era. We're in this to win it. We cannot have that mentality anymore.
So
not us?
So I hear what you're saying, and I don't think it's a Snyder loserish mentality. I'm not viewing it that way. I'm viewing it as, oh my God, we're so free of it. Like, I'm so thrilled.
Yeah, I think it's
with
the
all
opposite,
this.
Where yeah. you are just kind of still celebrating. Like, you're in the honeymoon phase to the point where you're going, oh, there's football games happening. I guess. Cool. Whereas I'm going, I am on to the next. Like, the Snyder thing happened, and now there's a new owner, a new GM, and a new head coach, and a new everything, a new quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you're 7-3. You got to win this game for me. You know, you got to. So what I loved about that call, though, is he said, what we thought before the season doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is so true.
It's
Who cares? Take what you thought about this team and ball it up. I didn't know if Jaden Daniels was going to be the next great dual threat quarterback in the league, or if he was going to have a hard time making a transition because the offense at LSU was super simplistic. He's the real deal. Didn't know if Dan Quinn was going to have everybody bought in year one and they were all going to be running through a wall for him, or if he was Rivera with a backwards hat. Looks like he knows what he's doing. He's got a pretty good idea. It does not matter what the expectations were. That's months ago. The here and now, the reality is, we're the Goonies, man. Down here, it's our time. Up there, it's their time, right? Down here, it's our time. Let's go find Captain Willie's treasure. If you know, you know. Let's go to One-Eyed Willie, not Captain.
One-Eyed Willie.
One-Eyed Willie's treasure. God, that would have been a great moment for us had I not have botched my big line there. Max is in Oakton, home of the Cougars. What's up, Max?
Hey, you guys do a great job. Yourselves a round of sausage.
Thanks. Treat yourself to a round of sausage.
We will treat ourselves to some sausage in Philadelphia, I can assure you.
Treat yourself. No, great meeting you, Grant. My son Finn and I hung out with you in Fairfax after your show there, so really fun catching up. First time calling him.
Oh, very cool. Are you the author?
Yes,
oh,
indeed.
Oh, I gave Danny the book.
Dude, thank you for the book.
Yes.
I have not had a chance to read it yet, but I will do that. It looks awesome. I can't believe you wrote a book. That's amazing.
It's only 400 pages, Danny.
Well, I mean, I could probably do a page per day with my kids, but I'll figure it out.
It's like warlocks and stuff.
I'm all in. It's my wheelhouse. I can't, by the way, just a quick side. Can you imagine starting and then completing a book? Can you imagine doing that in your whole life? That's incredible to me.
It is no small feat.
I know.
Well, my prognostication on the Giants game was that it was going to be the Frodo returns to the Shire scene, mm-hmm. and it was not that. It was not that. It was not the blowout I was hoping for.
But so where are you at on this idea that I'm saying I'm ready to now say heavy lies the crown a little bit here. They're good, and there should be some thought that they need to make the playoffs now. They got to finish this thing, and they need to have a chance to win a playoff game.
Yeah, I'm totally with you. I mean, beginning of the season, I was happy to have a losing record in the QB of the future, but that has all changed. Like, I was surprised how sad I was that they lost this weekend. Finn and I were watching the game, and he was just like beside himself. He's like, "Why am I so sad?" It's like, well, because we actually care about a winning team. It's changed.
Yeah. Well, look, doesn't it feel good to be hurt again?
Mm-hmm.
That's a great feeling. I heard someone talking about this with Kirk Herbstreit's dog passed away,
yep.
Ben. And there was a lot made of that on College Game Day, and it became this huge national story. And Kirk Herbstreit was very emotional. But the point I heard that I really liked about it was, basically, losing a dog is the worst feeling in the world. It's terrible. You know, in terms of, like, that thing that never did anything bad to you, there's no negative emotion, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But the only way to feel that is to have had a dog. Otherwise, you just never got a dog, and you didn't even experience the joy of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Your son is now enjoying football and watching this team, so now he can feel the burn again. And that's a damn good thing. Because people stopped feeling that burn.
Yeah.
Because they didn't care anymore.
They didn't care.
It's really easy to not have your heart broken if you don't put yourself out there.
Mm-hmm.
You don't go on dates. You just sit there and wait for someone to accidentally walk through your door and see you there sitting there with your shirt off. But if you're out there, you put yourself out there a little bit, you're going to get hurt from time to time. But it feels good to get hurt, doesn't it?
It does. It means you're alive.
That's what living's about, right? The 6 inches in front of your face. Grant and Danny here on The Fan. Next, let's get into two things. We could take more of your calls on this, but I want to talk, Danny, about how much changes win or lose this week for the Commanders against the Eagles on Thursday. And it's Commander Survivor Tuesday. Last chance to vote right now, facebook.com/Grant and Danny. Ryan and Chris will tabulate the votes. And we'll see who's going home and who's getting immunity next on the G&D.